Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship today with a prayer. Thank you, Lord. We thank and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all what we are able to achieve from morning till now. Thank you for your presence in our lives, in the life of your church, in your people. Thank you for your provision and all what you have done for us, all the miracles and wonders. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for answer prayers. Thank you for the guidance and leading and the wisdom that you give to us in our life to go on and save you and do the work of yours. Thank you for all the jobs our brothers and sisters are working. Thank you for all the places, oh God, that you enable us to reach, oh God. Thank you for all the resources that you put in the hand of your church to go on and save you, O Lord. And we pray, O God, that your blessing will continue to flow in the life of your church and your people, in the life of each and every member and workers of yours, and each and every family in the name of Jesus. We pray that we'll be having more fruit of the Holy Spirit manifesting in our lives, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, patience, long-suffering, perseverance, and generosity, humility, righteousness. We pray that we will express your attitude and people will come to know you through our lives in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, to protect us from the evil one, protect us from the evildoers and those whom the devil is using against your work and against you. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, to guide us, to help us, to support us, to strengthen us. Lord, give us wisdom how to solve our problem, how to avoid the troubles. Oh God, hide us with your wings. Shelter us, oh God. You are our fortress. You are our refuge in time of troubles and in time of needs. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue, oh God, give us wisdom how to do the work of yours. I pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will fill us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. I pray for among us the brethren who are not yet baptized with the Holy Ghost. Fill them, oh God, and those who are filled, refill them, refill us once again to go and evangelize. Have us, Holy Spirit, consume us with your will and your plan. Lead us to do your very work. Give us details, oh God. Lead us into ways and direction according to your will, O Lord. We pray also for favor that come from you, O God, in the places that you have put your church here in UAE and in Oman, Kuwait and Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, and Sierra Leone. We pray for protection, we pray for favor, we pray for the government, we pray for them to be saved, to know you, to follow you, reveal yourself to them and to the non-believers. We pray for the prosperity of all these places. As they prosper, O God, we too, your church will prosper. We pray, open to us more doors for evangelism. I pray, O God, that you give us more gifts to evangelize, O God, gift of teaching, gift of pastoring, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith, ushering, leadership, showing mercy, generosity. We pray that all these gifts of the Holy Ghost you will give us in riches and in abundance to go on and save you. Raise up more people to save you with us, O God. Lord, the harvests are plenty, but the laborers are few. We pray for the Lord of harvest. We pray to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send workers to the harvest field, O God, to help us, to save you, O God. Open to us opportunities and doors to continue to evangelize, to declare your will, to declare the mystery of Christ and your word to others. We pray, O God, for a new source to repent and come to you, for more people to receive water baptism. In the name of Jesus, we pray even, Lord, for today worship, O God. Anoint all the items for worship. Anoint the songs, the giving, the prayers, the message. O Lord, this recording, anointed, make it reach to your people, those who are in need of your word, O God. Those whom you call to serve you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make things go according to your will. Protect us, shield us, go before us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord and give Him the praise that's due for Him. Continue, Lord, to praise you, adore you, worship you. Continue, Lord, we give our life to you in full. Take us, O God. Lead us to do the work of yours in full. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I pray that our life will be a blessing. The life of your church, life of each and every member, worker, elder, pastors, parents, children, young, old, will be give you glory and honor. O God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Continue to anoint us and lead us to do the work of yours. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
I stand in the midst of the multitude.
Yes, oh God, thank you for you came from heaven, Lord Jesus, seeking us and save us by your blood that shed on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Lord, that even today you continue to look after us, caring for us, guiding us, Lord, to do the work of yours and your will. We pray that we continue to be faithful to you and to your call and to continue to serve until you come and take us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's collect our tithes and offerings and our first fruit to God and what we had vowed to him. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give and provide for us. Thank you for all the jobs and salaries and the income that we receive from you, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offering and first fruit and vows to you, Lord, to your storehouse. Open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour out so much blessing in our lives and rebuke the devourer, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. And I pray for those who have no jobs, provide for them. I pray also for those having not receive their salaries, let them receive all their salaries, their pending salaries in the name of Jesus. We pray also that those who have among us who have not yet experienced giving their tithes to you, touch them right now in the name of Jesus and teach them, O God, as they give in full, they'll be blessed, O Lord. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How to take the right decision? We'll continue in this series and there's another question that we put today. How the church help the people? The church help the people by helping them to take the right decision and to implement the right decision in their life. Today we'll get a passage from the Old Testament and we'll study through it how the church help the people to take the right decision. Let's go now to Exodus chapter 18 and let's read verse 13. To verse 25 from the government of Moses and how he was helping the people and from this management and from this administration of Moses, we will learn how the church helped the people and how the church lead the people to take the right decision. Exodus 18, verse 13 to 25, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou dost to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. And when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to God ward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people all at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Thank you, God, for your word, oh God, that you give us, to help your church, to help your people to continue to go on the way that you ordained for us. I pray that this message of yours will be a blessing to your people who delight to walk in your ways and obey your word and your commands. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How to take the right decision, how the church would help the people, we have read in verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sought to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. See here, Moses was happy to do the work of God, and the people, they were around Moses, whom God had put to help them to take the right decision. You see here how there were good interaction between God and Moses, and Moses and the people, and things are improving as we, as people of God, the church, you and me, we cooperate with one another to do God's will. And in verse 14, when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou dost to the people? Why sit thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning and even here?" His father-in-law, when he said this to him, "Why you are sitting alone, and the people around you from morning to evening?" He was admonishing him because he was sitting alone. He was telling him, "Why you are doing this alone? Why you are not allowing or training others with you from the body of Christ and the body of and the body of this ministry will be extended to others? Why you are sitting alone to take a decision?" Here, Moses was sitting to help the people to take the right decision, but he was doing it alone. He must, you know, when he say from morning to evening, it is a long hours. It is a strain on Moses and on the people. And what are the things that the church will do to help the people? In verse 15, Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God." That's here the point. They come to Moses, the leader whom God had put, in order to know from him the will of God and what God wants them to know. And that's here the things, you know. Certain issues in life is difficult for the people of God to know. And that's why here the rule of the church. The rule of the church is to help the people to know the will of God. If we will not help the people to see what the will of God in their life, we are failing God. We are not doing our work and duty well. And God ordained that such for the church. God ordained judges in there for the people of God, and to help the people to take the right decision. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 17, and we will read verse 8 onward, so we can understand what is the rule of the church. You say, "If there arrives a matter too hot for thee in judgment," people can't decide certain issue. They need somebody to help. "Between blood and blood, between Leah and Leah, and between Sutrak and Sutrak being matters of controversy within thy gates, then shalt thou arise and get thee up into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt come unto the priests, the Levites, and unto the judge that shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show thee the sentence of judgment. And thou shalt do according to their sentence, which they of that place which the Lord shall choose shall show thee, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that they inform thee, according to the sentence of the Lord, which they shall teach thee, and according to the judgment which they shall tell thee, thou shalt do. Thou shalt not decline from the sentence which they shall show thee, to the right hand nor to the left. So here the church helped the people to know the right decision and also helped them to implement, and the church duty is to discipline the member to do the right thing that God wants them to do. That's our responsibility, and God has given to the church authority to do that. If you read verses 12 and 13, he say, and the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth to minister there before the Lord thy God or unto the judge, even that man shall die, and thou shalt put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously. So here, those who do not obey, they will get punished. So there is here God given to the judge, to the church, to the leader of the church, authority to do the work of him. And that is also goes with the word of Jesus in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew chapter 18 and verse 15 to 17. Or to deal with sin. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Now see here the point here. Those who does not listen to the church, who tell the word of God, they will be considered as unbeliever. So the church's duty is to help the people to know God's will, and to discipline the people to implement God's will in their life. In Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 15, it says, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. What he say here, that when you must judge fairly, there's no consideration except to the word of God. There's no change because of any circumstance, but the decision of the judgment and decision based on the word of God alone and no other things. And there is a lot of issues that people come to the church to know what is the rule, and the church should tell the people, you know, the first is to inquire of God, the second responsibility of the church, how to help the people in taking the right decision, is to judge. In verse 15, in verse 16, Moses said, and when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the status of God and His laws. Here, the second responsibility of the Sharia is to judge between Jamaat. Is like everyone should know, will be explained to him his duties and his privileges. They have dispute, they have matter between them. The leader of the church will help them to know everyone what is his right and what is due for him and what is his responsibility. Because there's a dispute and there's issues, the church helped to solve these things based on the scriptures. And how Moses was doing that, and how we do it by telling the people the word of God. Every circumstance that they are passing through, we bring them to the scriptures. We bring them to the scriptures and we explain to them based on the scriptures what they need to do. And you know, and I do make them know the status of God and His laws. There are passages in the Bible will help people to understand. They can see the same issues that they are facing is there in the scriptures, and we use that. Out of it, we tell them what they need to do and how the problem will be solved between them. In Exodus chapter 44, sorry, Ezekiel chapter 44 and verse 23. That's why we give the word of God to the people, so there'll be understanding what is the judgment for such issue. Ezekiel chapter 44 and verse 23. And they have teach my people about the judges, the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. We have to tell the people what is the holy and what is unholy, what is unprofane, what is the difference between the something that is clean and something and unclean. And we will go now through certain scriptures and we will see how the issues or problems were solved. Let's go to Exodus chapter 21 and let's read from verse 1 to verse 6. Exodus 21. Like example, you will read this, we'll see what was the issue and how they solved it. And what is the degree of God. Every we hear the problem, then we go to the Bible, we go to the scripture that similar to that issue, how it was solved. Now these are the judgment which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be for her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through the with an awl, and he shall save him forever. So here, this is one issue, how the judge will decide about it. Let's read also verse 22. Another issue. As a woman who is pregnant and get hit and get abortion. If a man strive and hurt a woman with child so that her fruit departed from her and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. So the husband of the woman will get aborted, he will say how much he wants, and the judge will decide. According to what the judge decides, the man will need to pay. Let's read also Exodus chapter 22, verse 7 to 9. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money, that's how the issue. And if you put something with your neighbor, or something with somebody, and it is lost, what will be the action? If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it is be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether he have put his hand unto his neighbor's goods. So the judge will verify. The judge will verify. For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox, for ass, for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost things, which another challenges to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. So here, very clearly here, that these are the issues that the important for the church leaders to get involved with, to judge. Now here the point, God had given authority for his church. And that's why today God's word remind us to go back to the principle. Go back to accept what God had ordained in his word. The dispute have to be solved within the church. Let's all stand in his presence. Come to the Lord now in repentance. Knowing that these are the things. The church can help you by letting you know his will and to discipline to implement it. And also, another aspect as we learned today, that to judge if there are disputes or issues, the church will help in that dispute settlement. Come to God, repent of your sin, be willing to abide with what God ordained and with the ways of God to solve such issues. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for what you provide for us. We pray, Lord, that we will continue to serve you. We continue as a church to do the work of yours according to your will. Oh God, take your word and spread it. I pray also for our brethren here and other places to take heed of the message and to repent and to give their life fully, to give their will fully unto you. We thank you and we bless you. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.